Curious Couple, episode 26.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And we are recording another podcast in the car on our way home from Dallas.
Did we listen to the last one to make sure that it sounded okay?
It sounded okay. Okay. And we got confirmation from some of our Twitter followers.
All right.
Who said that it was just fine. In fact, they appreciated the honesty and the how fresh everything was.
The fresh recount of events.
Mm-hmm. So if you follow us on Twitter, we were dropping a few hints of our weekend plans, which we changed course last minute and decided we're not going to get a chance to party like rock stars for a while. So
yeah.
Even though we were in Key West last weekend, we need a little lifestyle fix. And so we're going to go to Dallas. And truth be told, this was motivated by pictures that George sent of the previous weekend party we missed in Dallas, and it was pretty good looking party.
Well, this group does this often, probably at least once or twice a month, and we've missed all the house parties.
Yeah, so it seems like, oh, there's a pool party or there's a house party, and we can rarely do it. So we've got some stuff coming up, and we were like, when are we going to be able to do this? And so there was a party this weekend, so we rearranged our schedules and drove to Dallas yesterday morning. And we were told it was going to be a very selective group. It was going to be a pool party, started around 2 and go into the wee hours of the night. And that was going to be something new for us.
Yeah. Well, we had been to a pool party before, but not... Well, it wasn't even a daytime pool party, though, that we went to. And it wasn't even really a pool party.
Right.
We thought it was. We were expecting that, and...
Well, this was kind of a cool, like, social pool party. In fact,
yeah,
when we walked in,
it was nice.
let's set the mood and help our listeners visualize this. We walk into this beautiful house in Dallas, and right there in the living room is a bed on the floor with a sex swing in the corner.
Yeah,
like contraption with electronic.
It's a lift.
Lift.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we get the tour. There's a couple playrooms. But then we were told, and for those regular listeners, George and, as you guys know, or as Sam, the Dallas Unicorn,
yeah,
were the hosts of this party at a gentleman's house. And so they were the ones coordinating all of this. But we were told, hey, typically we don't play during the day. This is just, you know, we hang out at the pool, maybe some nudity at the pool, but typically we don't get after it until the evening. And that
were we
out,
told that? I wasn't told that.
You weren't told that?
No. Because I was actually a little surprised. I mean, I don't care, obviously, but
although
I
think we were told George was in a mood, so that might not...
Yeah, yeah.
Things might progress
quicker.
We got
there probably right at 3, and I wouldn't have been surprised if stuff was going on early afternoon. I never know what to expect.
That's why we try to go into these things without any expectations.
I didn't care. Walked in and there was a room full of really good food and a beautiful pool,
yeah,
some good looking people. I didn't care. I was down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just basically hung out, drank, we paced ourselves in our drinking, and got to know some new people, got to get reacquainted with some people we met briefly at the flirt party.
Yeah, that was fun. To actually get to know the people that you met naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool people.
Very
I like
cool.
them better.
You like them even more now,
I
huh?
like them, yeah.
Yeah, that was... Well, I think we're pretty good judges of character just in a... Like, our sense and feel of a situation, but it rang true. Like, these are cool people. We like hanging out with them.
Well, just to recall, for those who may not know that story, we met this same group. I mean, a few of the couples that were there... We met them after, what was that? Flirt party?
Flirt party.
A flirt party, like a little
meet
and greet thing. Yeah. And we walked into an orgy, basically, and didn't know anybody but George. And it was awkward for me because I need to at least like see you with your clothes on and
have a conversation.
Have a conversation.
First.
It was kind of a weird night for me, and I still had fun, but I was kind of a wallflower a little bit. Like, I wasn't as eager to play as some of the other girls because I felt like we were the outsiders a little bit.
Well, and what's great about, I don't know, everyone has their own unique perspective. We got a chance to get to know one of these gentlemen there a little bit better at this party, and our perception was, this is a group that always plays and this is how they roll, and he explained to us that was kind of their first time doing it too. And so here we felt like,
had I known that would have changed everything. I felt so, like, I don't know, out of place. And then getting to know them,
you realized more
everything.
In place you were?
Yeah. Like, I would have been a lot more comfortable that situation playing out yesterday than I did when we first met them.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun to get to know these people better. And, you know, as our experience typically goes, we meet really cool people and we make good friends and good connections. And I don't even know how long we were out there. So we got there around 3, and then I think around 8 you started drinking hard alcohol, and then the party began. Is that,
I was trying to remember.
Should say
if
the fun started.
I guess I did switch to liquor. Yeah, I know it was between 7 and 8 because I made the comment, "It's 7 o'clock. Is it time to start?" And you kind of gave me the look, and I was like, "All right, I'll start at 8 because we've learned that, or I've learned that harsh lesson that you don't want to drink liquor for hours and then try to play. So I was pacing myself. So somewhere between 7 and 8, I had my first...
Was this when you were in the hot tub?
Yeah, I was in the hot tub. So it was... We'd been there for a while. We were out in the sun for a while.
Well, and then the hot tub started to fill up, and I think I was getting a refill.
Oh, I can tell you what you were doing.
Okay, what was I doing?
You were following that tiny...
Following, huh?
Beautiful... little thing that walked in.
I may have introduced myself.
You were missing for a good 30 minutes.
Actually, I think I was talking to the hostess of one of the previous parties we went to.
You were missing long enough that other people were concerned for me.
For you. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And it was innocent. I was just chatting and socializing, getting a refill and a
drink.
I
wasn't really that worried.
Yeah, she wasn't that worried. Let me explain why she wasn't that worried. So she's in the hot tub amongst a dozen people, and I find her snuggling up to George, who is George is basically in her lap with her legs around him, and I think stroking him. No, I shouldn't say stroking. More, your hands were on his shoulders and chest, and you guys were being friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she wasn't that worried about me. But, you know, we're not the most experienced.
You know what, though? I have to interject there because I'm pretty aware still. I mean, we're getting more comfortable with doing things without holding hands during it all. Mm-hmm. But I'm still very aware of where you're at before I even with him. I mean, I'm more comfortable with George than I would be. I would have never done that with somebody else's.
And my comfort
husband.
Level with George is greater than most.
But I still, because I'm trying to remember, I know that because I initiated that. He was just kind of hanging out there, and I think I might have like wrapped my legs around him. He was talking to the other couple that I was sitting next to. But I may be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure you were outside at that time because I think I was.
True.
I was aware of where you were, and I would not have done that if you were in the house.
Well, and I just assumed that was going on while I was inside the house.
In fact, he had just gotten in there.
Oh, okay.
But because I was spending most of the time talking to that other couple.
Yeah. So we are basically going to be very real with you, listeners, on this episode, because we had this conversation after the fact, and there was a little bit of a misunderstanding, and it was innocent, and but I'm gonna explain to them.
It's fine.
What? So
you tell your story, then I'll tell mine.
We could do it like that. So A is in the hot tub, and I can see she's getting friendly with George, and there's several other couples in the hot tub, and there's no real spot for me to get in the hot tub, but I'm content just standing up. And actually, I really wasn't doing much, but... So I was standing outside the hot tub when you and the other gal from a couple made the suggestion that you get into the sex swing in the living room. So for me, this kind of caught me off guard because I'm not really part of what's going on in the hot tub. You know, I'm kind of aware. I'm watching A with George, and I can tell she's getting friendly with him. And so all I'm really aware of is now I'm being asked if I care if A gets in the swing. And I'm being asked by a woman that George and A are talking to, George and A, if it's okay if she gets in the swing. And so here's where there was a little bit of a misunderstanding, but in my perception, it was because George was wanting to take her in the swing to go have sex with her. And so this was a little bit of a unique situation for us because it would have been the first time and a little weird for A to be like, hey, I'm going to go off and have sex. Not really that concerned about what I was doing, thinking, or feeling. And that was what I was perceiving in that moment. So I simply responded with, it's up to her if that's what she wants to do. And personally, me, I kind of like to be challenged. And I know I'm in a comfortable place because I know I can tell A at any moment, I'm not comfortable, and she's, oh, I'm out. You know, like, so I just kind of went with the flow. But I'll be honest, my stomach kind of sank a little bit. I was a little bit like, ooh, this is making me a little uncomfortable, a little nervous that she's going to just go in the other room and have sex with George, and I'm kind of going to figure out what to do on my own. And so there was some prep. I think we had to go to the bathroom. George had to go do something. This other gal needed to go get something. And so there was a little time, and A and I were in the bathroom, and I pointed this out. And she was very quick to correct me in my miscalculation of the moment. And so why don't you tell your perspective?
Well, we were just sitting there talking. I mean, this couple, actually it was me and the girl mostly. And I guess George was there, but I don't even really remember him being part of that. It was just her just kind of out of nowhere. I really want to see you in that swing. And that's when we grabbed you and said, are you down? See, what you don't, or what we haven't explained, is that I felt like, I don't know, I could be off here, but I felt like for hours you were wanting something to happen. Like, we kept, let's walk in here. Let's go see what's going on in there. There was some stuff going on in the bedroom, and I felt like you were chomping at the bit.
A little bit.
So that's why I was like, all right, green light, let's go. Hey. You ready? This is what they want to do. Are you down? And so that's what was going on my side. And so when you were like, that made me uncomfortable, I was like, what made you uncomfortable? Initiating playtime?
Yeah, but who would I have been playing with? So my perception is you're playing with George. Who would I have been playing with?
See, and that's not how I interpreted that. It was a group of people all wanting to go in. Okay. It wasn't the two of us. In fact, if it was two of us, it was going to be the girls.
And again, it was like I was not part of that conversation going on. So that's where the misunderstanding was. But, and really how we work is, you know, we're very in tune to the way each other feels. And as soon as I voiced my discomfort, A immediately it's almost like, I wouldn't say on edge, but you were suddenly, your spider senses were up, like, uh-oh, like, I didn't mean to do that. And I'm like, no, it's okay. It was just my misunderstanding, and it's okay. But I could tell, you know, I think that's why we're able to be in these situations, because we are sensitive to each other and how the other one's feeling and wanting to make the other person happy. In fact, we had a situation as the night ended that kind of was a little bit of a role reversal with those feelings as well. So, as it turned out, we go into the living room, and there's the sex swing. And since you were the show, why don't you describe what went on in the sex swing?
Well, I got up in there. There probably wasn't 5 or 6 people in the living room at that time. But I guess you could have predicted that that was going to gather people.
So let's describe this swing. The swing is in a standalone harness that is like a 3-legged, about 8-foot tall contraption.
It's like a normal sex swing. It just has a lift. It had a mechanical lift, so you could push a button and make it go up or down, and it was pretty cool. So I got in there, and I don't even really remember what happened first. I think she was touching me a little, and
I think she was going down on you, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. And then George came over and decided to make me squirt again. That happened.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We breezed over the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna rewind for a minute. We're all outside and nothing's happening. Girls finally took their tops off, and
I'm drinking liquor at this point.
You are drinking liquor at this point?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all, you know, being social and hanging out, but nothing's really going on. And somehow the conversation got to squirting.
Well, I'll tell you how, because you were still, again, not, you weren't, you missed a lot.
Did I?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. It's because I was in there having a conversation with pretty girls. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and that's a little foreshadowing. I mean, it was obvious that you were interested in this girl that had shown up a little after they missed most of the pool time.
Okay.
Anyway, so there was a new couple, and I think that's how it started, because we were talking about squirting. Another girl that was there, her husband very proudly paraded the wet sheets around
outside. Oh, God,
outside.
That's right.
And so we were talking about that and how so-and-so squirts when you just look at her, and, you know, how, and so someone, that one of the girls was asking, can you do it? Can you do it? And so I told the story about how, you know, I didn't think that was possible for me because it takes me forever to orgasm. I don't have internal orgasms. I'm kind of a mystery. And George took the challenge and made me squirt in like 5 seconds.
Was this originally, or are you talking about?
Originally. I was just catching up. So I was telling her that story, and there were some doubters. I think maybe it was one of the husbands. That's not true.
Yeah, it was the newbie.
Yeah.
And I went, well, why doesn't, or someone said, why don't you show her?
Yeah.
And so she just jumps up. Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. Let's do this.
Well, yeah, because he goes, you want to show him? And I was like, right here? And he was like, yeah. So we just folded up a towel and got up on the side of the hot tub. And
so she got on her
knees.
I think
it was 3 seconds.
Got on her knees in front of everyone. Dropped the bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
And, everyone confirmed she squirted.
Didn't take long. I think he might have flicked it in somebody's face.
Yep, there was that, too.
So, yeah, that happened. So, anyway, back to the swing. So, he comes in, and we show the party trick again. And
I don't think anyone can really say we're not players at this point now.
No. I think we came to play.
Because I think we were called wallflowers before.
Or something. I don't know.
And I think we made efforts to get the party started.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Which we need to, a little foreshadowing, bring up our newfound reputation that we should address.
Oh, you shouldn't talk about that.
Okay. Anyways, back to the living room.
So, yeah, I'm in the swing and getting some attention. I think you were behind me and I was going down on you for a long time, for long enough that when I looked up, because I could hear moaning, and I didn't know what was going on. I mean, when I leaned my head back and got in the swing, there were 6 people in the room, if that. And I look up, and there's now a train of people from me down. Like, a girl's going down on me. She's sitting on George's face. Somebody's fucking him. And then I think somebody's touching her. I was like, what the hell? And then there's a sea of people around.
The whole crowd was...
Which is a little distracting.
I agree with that.
It's like, oh, okay, this is fun when there's a bunch of people, and then there was a lot of people in there. So that, anyway, it was still fun. It didn't stop me for long. I just leaned back and pretended like they weren't there again.
Yeah. Well, you leaned back because you were going down on me.
Right.
At the other end of the swing.
Yeah. So you had the view.
Yeah. There was a lot of people. A lot of observers.
It was fun.
So then... That wasn't the end of the swing story for you.
No.
Continue on.
Well, I was having sex with George. Is that where it started?
Are you just going to breeze over that? So he was going down on you, and then I think I kind of stepped out of the way, and there was a maybe two girls kind of feeling you up and touching you, and
yeah.
Then you started having sex with George.
Yeah.
So I was kind of took a little step back, and I was observing, and it was entertaining. And the Dallas Unicorn, as you guys know her as Sam, was there, and she saw me just kind of hanging out, watching, and wanted to know if she could help me. And she helped me.
Kept you busy.
She was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact...
you'd never played with her before.
I have never played with her before.
I didn't realize that.
Nope.
Until just now.
We played a little bit. To be honest with you, it was a little distracting that there was 15 people there watching.
Yeah.
So...
it's different when everybody's playing, but when they're lining the couches watching...
Yeah, it's a little different.
It's distracting.
Yeah. So my apologies to Sam for not giving my best efforts. Well, I gave it my best effort, but it wasn't... Wasn't 100%.
Wasn't a full effect.
But I did appreciate. She's a fun girl. And another wife. I actually, while you were having sex in the swing, having fun, and I was having fun watching you, I was actually having Sam going down on me, and another wife, I think, making out with me, and it was. I was definitely occupied and having fun.
I just realized you couldn't pay me $1,000 to tell you who you had sex with last night. I'm not sure I could.
You know, well, I
was
then
was there
had,
just two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had
maybe
sex
I could,
with.
Okay.
I had
then
sex
I know
with
then.
Sam.
Yeah.
We okay. We did a little doggy style in front of the crowd. One.
Oh Lord.
And then I came over and had sex with you in the swing.
Yeah.
I guess what happened, there was a part I missed because my back was to you at that point. So
oh, he
you
was just going down on me for a long time, and bless his heart, he's really good at it. I have a hard time. I don't know.
Turning
I don't know.
The if, engine over?
Yeah, just, yep, yeah, yeah. So I think he actually got up and said,
what's
here's
wrong
some,
with you?
No, he said, here's somebody that knows what you like or something like that. And he was probably tired.
So you weren't having, so why did he stop having sex? I mean, you were
well,
having sex when I was watching.
You're talking about a guy that's having sex with like 20 women. He doesn't finish every time.
Okay.
In fact, well, we can get to that, but I made that comment to him later. I said, you've never finished with me.
Was that your goal?
Like, well, at that like, point, hey, man, yeah, I was like, what's the deal?
What's
like,
up? You're making me, give me a complex.
I'm not a closer.
I'm a fluffer? What?
Yeah. I was starting to kind of worry.
Huh. Okay.
I don't
so
do it for him.
I then joined you on the swing, which was kind of fun. We had a little sex on the swing. I don't remember how we finished up or why. Do you? I don't think I came.
No. Well, wasn't it like kind of rubbing a little
oh,
bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a little, rubbing of the material from the swing.
Yeah.
So we stopped, and I think I remember putting our shorts on. Oh, yeah. So this is what happened. So it started to kind of fizzle out, and, you know, people were finishing up, and we were kind of like, oh, what do we do now? And the rather attractive petite Puerto Rican girl was in the crowd watching and seemed to be all smiles. And while we were kind of thinking about making our way out the room, her husband grabbed me and said, you should pull her over onto that swing.
Yeah.
And I asked A if she minded, and she didn't mind. So, in fact, I honestly thought our friend, the wife that was we were playing with earlier, I thought she literally was swiping her from me. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
So... I was like, come on, go, you know, let's go on the swing. And then she jumped up and was like, no, 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 come on. And was going to drag her. And I was
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Her cup.
She just cock blocked me.
No, she's just.
No, she's a facilitator.
Well, she's a facilitator and she's really good at it. And she, like, truly, I think, enjoys watching other people enjoy themselves. Like, I never saw her even play there. She was
That's true. I don't know that I did either. She was so into it
that she was like, I mean, she'd be touching me while George was having sex with me, or touching her while you were having sex with her, and like, oh yeah, that feels so good. Like, she's the facilitator. She's good.
Yeah. So we brought, or we dragged over this girl that A was giving me a hard time about chatting up earlier, and got her on the swing.
Well, I thought it was cute.
And she, I thought, well, my perception, someone had mentioned that they were at a party the weekend before and didn't really play with anybody, so I didn't really know what she would be up for, but she stripped down, no problem, hopped right up on the swing, and,
took it like a champ.
Well, I went down on her for a while, and, then... Oh, and here's just another thing I love about A. So I'm going down on her for a while, and we decide we're going to have sex. Well, she's already in the swing, and I'm just kind of not really raring to go. And A said, hey, you need some help with that? And went down on me to...
And the facilitator was helping with that, too. Remember that? She was kissing you and touching.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I've got two girls helping me get ready to have sex with another girl. And by the way, this experience was really different and unique. So I've got this going on. So I'm now prepped. And I think I've mentioned in this podcast before, I use a particular condom that feels really good. It's called Trojan Bearskin. But they're kind of difficult to get on. And so I'm like struggling to get this thing on. And by the time I get it on, it's kind of gone down some. And so now I've got like a crowd around this swing. I've got this beautiful girl laying in the swing. I've got A next to me, like stroking her in the swing. I've got another two people around the swing, and now I'm like ready to start having sex. And it's almost like I've got everyone cheering me on or something. It was a really strange situation.
Overstimulating.
Yeah. So we start having sex, and I've got people holding the swing. I've got people holding her on the swing. And it was like a different person every time I looked. And, I mean, we did it for a while, because I swear it was kind of, like A said, overstimulating. It was, you know, it was kind of difficult to focus and hone in on one particular thing, not to mention I'm in this living room, but naked, having sex on a swing with another 12 people in there watching. So that was a little... So I had a little bit mixed feelings, because sometimes you have sex with someone too long, and it's like, okay, let's wrap this up, and I was trying to wrap it up, but it, you know, again, was a little too distracting and overstimulating. And finally, people started to peel off away from the swing, and it was just me and her, and someone actually helped me out with some lube. And then, mind you, I had the sense that I was taking a while. Well, A kind of got bored of sitting around. Next thing I know, her and George are prepping to go another round. And I
was actually on my way outside.
That's right. I think you said, do you care if I go outside? And I'm like...
I was just tired of... It's so funny. Like, I was more worried about you being concerned about me leaving the room than I was concerned about leaving the room. I don't know if that's good or bad or...
Or what that is.
But I was kind of done and didn't want to be standing around naked in a room full of horny people.
Yeah, when there's a single men there, yeah. Like,
and
looking
so I was
for
like,
something.
I'm just going to go sit in the hot tub. My back was kind of hurting after that swing. And I started to head out, and George didn't have a girl on his penis for once. And was like, I think I said something, or maybe I touched his shoulder or something. I don't know. But he was like, keep that up. I'm going to put you on the bed. And I said, don't make promises you can't keep. Really thinking he's needing a break. Because why wouldn't you after going over and over and over again? But nope. He's ready to go again. So, all right.
So that is unfolding in front of me. And I see this happening. And mind you, we've been at it for a while now. I'm trying to wrap things up. And I'm thinking, I'm going to wrap this up. And they're just going to get started. But... that also may have contributed to me finishing, because it was a turn on to watch that. And yeah, I didn't have any problem finishing at that point.
Yeah, and it didn't take us very long.
But what's crazy to me, I even asked this girl I'm with, I'm like, you know, am I, you know,
Hurting you?
Like, you want me, you know, are you okay? And she gave me a look like, what are you, crazy? And
like, she was like teeny tiny.
Yeah.
She was so little that we were having to hold the swing because it was just flying around because she can't weigh 80 pounds.
She probably weighed more than that.
Well, she was little.
So finally I come and it was like, she didn't want it to stop. And I'm like, I'm done. And she was grinding on me, like trying to get every last bit of it. And I'm like, I thought I was wearing her out. Turns out, that girl can't be worn out.
Yeah. No, she was going for more right after that.
Yeah. In fact, yeah. So that was different and fun and a little unique experience. So there was quite a few fun things about the evening. There were some new people there who first party, first experience. Didn't see that coming down the road. What happened with some of those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a new girl that I don't think they had done anything, mm-hmm. and in fact didn't take her top off when all the other girls were topless in the pool, and by the end of the night I think she had made her way around with all the single guys.
Yeah, like giving them head. Like,
yeah.
While and the husband watched. Was like, honey, you ready to go? Nope.
Which is, yeah, which is surprising to us because
we weren't getting that in
journey, but
and we weren't getting that impression from them earlier in the night,
right? But hey, to each their own.
Yeah,
makes you wonder if they like had talked about that. Like, is that, oh, I'd really like to do this. I'm really excited to put a bunch of dicks in my mouth, or was it just willy nilly?
I just realized she actually did what you were joking about doing on the way down there. A's like, what would you do if I just totally became a whore at one of these places and just like, I'm going to put every guy's dick in my mouth.
Yeah.
And we were like having a joke and about it. And I think she, that was like what she was doing.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her. And when I say whore, I mean that in a
loving way.
Loving way. Not in a negative way. We like to,
I like whores.
We like whores. So there was another story. So I finish up on the swing, and A and George are now on the bed in the living room. And so I just sat back and watched, and they looked like they were having fun. Were you having fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I finally got him to finish.
Yeah.
So I can let go of my complex. Just kidding. But yeah, it was fun.
No more details than that? A little missionary to start. I noticed you making out a little bit. And then I think you rolled over on your stomach, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of on my side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell them.
Well, I was lucky enough to get the visual, but I'm sure there's people that probably want to hear it because it was pretty damn sexy.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. Well, you're sexy, so.
Well, it's, I mean, for people that, you know, don't get to experience this, it's like, it's exciting to do something different and not, I mean, like, I'm thinking in that situation, there's things that I do with George that we don't do, and it's like, ooh, this is weird. This is, I mean, just, it's a different, I don't know how to explain what I'm saying.
It's a different take.
Well, what made me think of that was, you know, he turns me on my side like that, and he's ramming me hard, and it felt good. Like, it, like, hits the spot just right. I don't know how to explain it, but the same spot that he hits when it makes me squirt, you know? And it just, it's weird. It's different. It's... Your dick's too wide for that.
Mine is?
I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, so...
So like a different dick has a different feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's, it's exciting. Enough. I like to do this with T. Like, this is what feels good, but this feels good when I'm with him, and that's weird, and it's just kind of exciting. It's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I mean, which is probably, I'm guessing, how you feel when you have this teeny, tiny, little, perfect body girl in the sex swing. It's like very different from from me, and on a certain level probably feels good in different ways.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't know how to really put words to that, but I'm trying to explain to people that don't know, like, I think it's okay to feel good in different ways with somebody different.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and there's just different bodies, different experiences. Yeah. I mean, this girl was super toned, like had abs.
Like
and
a perfect body.
Oh, my goodness. Just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And A knows, my favorite part on a woman is the navel, and I mean, she was smoking.
Yeah.
The party started fizzling out pretty early, which was different for us because we're used to like, hey, it's 4 in the morning, let's wrap this thing up, and it was like 10 o'clock, and we're like...
Which is... great. I wish I would have known that, because my experience has been these things go till the wee hours of the night. In fact, I was kind of nervous about going at 2:30 in the afternoon because that's a long time, and that's why I was pacing myself. I probably only had 2.5 beers for the first 5 hours we were there, and then I switched to liquor and never even finished that full drink because I was worried that we were going to be doing this all night, and it was 8 o'clock. I can't be pounding liquor at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
People were leaving at 10.
Yeah. And what's really weird for me is you being like, I'm good to go. I was still ready to party.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to you saying that in the evening.
I felt good. I felt rested. People were fading, and it was the first time that I thought, the fuck are they doing? I'm usually the one like, come on, guys. To wrap this up. I'm tired.
Right.
But I felt good. And then people started kind of leaving one at a time. And I don't know. Are you ready to go into the end of the night, or was there something else we missed? I was just going to say how I kind of hit my wall a little bit because I had paced myself all day.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I had been pacing myself all day, and there's a certain point in the night, and this is true no matter where we go, if we're out with our friends or family or whatever, lifestyle stuff, I don't want to be too drunk, but I also don't want to be the most sober person in the room. And when I feel like everybody else is three sheets to the wind or, you know, feeling drunk, I start to fade. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't have a lot of tolerance for drunk people when I'm not drunk.
I don't think anybody does. I don't think you have to explain yourself on that one too much.
Not only that, but people were kind of leaving, and so I just I went from ready to party to okay, I'm done, I'm tapping. Yeah.
Well, and yeah, that there was people. Well, I think that's like you said, no matter what party you're at, if you're around people who are way more drunk than you are,
it just wears you out, and so that's kind of how my night
So let's throw a little shout out to our new friends from the Fort Worth area. That it was their first party went to, and she was pretty freaked out.
Yeah,
really pretty girl. I'm sure everyone was wanting to see them get wild and crazy.
Yeah.
And
that was fun.
Yeah,
just to
I like
to
watching
relive
that. It's almost like
those emotions.
It's like watching someone go to a nude beach for the first time.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, and when she admitted when they walked in, she wanted to turn around and walk out because there was sex swings and sex toys, and I would have been freaked out if we I would have been freaked out walking into a house party like that for the first time anyway, because it just seems like there's more, like you can blend in if you go to a club or, you know, something like that. But when you're at an intimate house party, you got to talk to people, and they're going to know. I mean, we could smell the new on her.
Right.
You know, everybody's got their tops off, and she's got her swimsuit on all night. And
with boobs like that, she should have had her top
off
first.
Yeah, she ended up showing us her boobs, like, right before they left. And I was like, you should be naked more often.
Yeah, she was pretty.
I mean, she looked pretty with clothes on, but she looked prettier without them. But, and they were fun. They were sweet to...
Yeah, well, and how about them being brand new to it? Now, they said they had one experience with good friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were like, hey, guys, we're interested. How do we make this work?
Yeah, I mean, she was just like, what do we do now? Like, we think you guys are great, and like, well.
Well, unfortunately, at that point in the night, there wasn't a lot.
Well, not only that, but she wasn't comfortable in front of other people, and neither of us were close to there, and it just wasn't the right time. But they'd be somebody we'd probably meet up with sometime. Yeah. They were cool nice folks. People. Yeah.
Okay, so the role reversal part was A tells me she's, you know, I'm ready to keep playing and do this, but no one's really around. I think George is off with somebody, and it's kind of a few single dudes just kind of hanging around.
Yeah.
And my friend, we'll call her the Puerto Rican girl, is just hanging out with these single dudes, and you can tell she's not really interested in them. And
but her husband's occupied.
Yep, her husband was definitely occupied since we walked in on him as part of a DP in the bedroom, which was pretty entertaining and hot to see. But I asked A, I was like, hey, are you up for playing with her? Like, I'm sure she's down. She's looking for something to do, and she's fun. And A says, well, you can, but I you know, I'm not really, no. Go ahead. And I get that kind of mixed feeling, and I'm thinking to myself, well, A is then going to be her amongst these single dudes, like, just hanging out. And I know that's not necessarily what she wants to do. And I'm having this little bit of an internal conflict of, I'd really like to have sex with her again, but I'm picking up that A is just kind of taking one for the team in this moment. And I, in fact, I was even getting the feeling that this girl was interested in playing again, and I pulled the plug. And in fact, I think A went outside to avoid the single guys and gave me the option to do whatever I wanted, and I followed her out maybe 30 seconds later.
It was hard to have, I mean, couldn't even have like a conversation with you about what we wanted to do because there's all these people around, and that was frustrating to me. And so I was just like, I don't care. I'm going outside.
Yeah. Well,
I had reached a point where I just wanted to be alone. And
yeah. Well, I had sensed that. Fortunately that we read each other like that, because she was telling me all the things I was wanting to hear of. She doesn't care. Do what I want. Go ahead. And in fact, we were walking out, and she was apologizing for being a party pooper. And, you know, you could have done that. And I told her that that doesn't really matter to me because I'm leaving with the one I want to be with, the most attractive, the one I love, the prize jewel in my mind, and nobody compares to her, and that's all that matters is what we have, and you know, yeah, that would have been fun, but I didn't want to risk you not feeling good or not having a good time or not being happy about it. So we left.
We
and went back to the hotel room and had sex back at the hotel room. And that was fun. And in the morning.
It was fun. Yeah, I don't feel like we slept, but as I'm yawning through this podcast.
Anything else that I feel like we should say something about? I keep having to stop myself and say Sam and George, our hosts of the night. I think Sam put this all together. She had single guys she knows and couples, and I think there were some single girls there. You know, total event planner, coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was a bit frustrated that people weren't playing. You know, it took a little bit to get things going. Yeah.
Hmm.
And, if think about it, George and her were in the bedroom first, and you know, if you're in the bedroom, you couldn't really tell what was going on, and then the living room was like too open. So anyways, she did a really good job of putting it together, but I know it seemed like for her it might have been more trouble than fun
that.
For her at times.
I doubt that.
Yeah,
I don't think she would say that.
Well,
she looked to be enjoying herself.
That's true. And so we thank the hosts and the gentleman who had the home.
Really good food, too. I wasn't expecting that.
So I can edit this out, but I want to kind of talk about what George told us about how we're being perceived now because we have a podcast.
Well, I didn't take that for anything serious because he just kept saying that, no, that's just my thoughts. I don't know. Maybe I just don't care.
Maybe. So George was telling us that now we've got a little bit of a reputation or a perception of us because we have a podcast in the lifestyle. And suddenly we hold ourselves on a pedestal, or we're perceived as being on a pedestal now because we have a podcast.
That feels like such a joke to me.
Well, and the joke was, George is like, you guys are like porn stars now because you have a podcast.
Whatever.
And if you know us, and if you really listen to this, you know that we're basically stumbling through the, you know, learning
right,
as we're going.
Anybody that had met us would know better.
Yeah. Well, his point was, when they see us kind of off to ourselves and not interacting, people are thinking,
like, we're too good.
And if they know us, it's more like...
Well, it doesn't help that the first time we met a big portion of that group of people, I didn't feel like I was too good, but I felt like I didn't belong there.
Right, because we didn't know anybody.
Right, and not for snotty reasons,
right.
Just...
Because we thought they all knew each other.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I belonged there. And this is such a close-knit group of people, and I'm sure they have... This is another reason why I'm glad that we live where we do, and it's such a small portion of our lives, because I feel like there probably is some drama there and some swinger drama, I think. Yeah. I heard that referred to. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that. This is just something fun that we do for us, and it's... enjoyable, and I really just don't care what they think. Yeah. About us. I mean, I love spending
time
with
you. Care
well,
what they think
I do,
about.
And I love
you
spending
care about
time with
you don't
people,
care what the people you don't know think about you.
Yeah,
that's what you don't care about.
I if that's really what they thought, they wouldn't be having fun with us. They wouldn't be playing. You know, we wouldn't be part of this group. So I'm not worried about it. I didn't take it very. Anybody that would get to know us would know better.
Well, I think it's kind of humorous that. We would be looked at as being something above something
silly.
Because
that's
we,
silly.
You know,
anybody
as you guys
can,
hear,
anybody can have a podcast.
Yeah, anyone can have a podcast, and we clearly are not the most experienced ones.
No.
So yeah, well, one of the new Fort Worth girl was teasing me all night about being the experienced one.
You guys are porn stars. Yeah, right. Even though it probably looked that way when we walk in there and I'm the star of the show.
Yeah, you're the first one on the swing.
Yeah. But no, that's just... I mean, I felt comfortable with them, and I don't typically walk into places like that.
All right, well, that's a good time to wrap it up.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Nope. A good time was had.
Good time was had.
We had fun. Good stories. Looking forward to more.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We appreciate the ratings and reviews and all the emails and feedback we're getting. It's a lot of fun. Check out thecuriouscouple.com. Vote for us in the Lifestyle Awards. There's a link on our website for Best Lifestyle Podcast.
How long does that go?
July 22nd.
Oh, because it's probably...
It's
like
leading up
for,
to...
Yeah,
the,
whatever.
New Orleans event.
New Orleans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty Nolans.
Nolans. It's tough to say.
Naughty Nolans.
Yep. Other than that, A's book is almost done.
It is done.
Well, it's...
It's not posted.
It's not posted
But it's
yet.
Done.
And you guys will have to check that out. We'll have a link on the website as well. And I'm finishing up a little beginner's guide giveaway for newbies that you will find on the website as well. So check it out. Again, appreciate the feedback, and we will catch you guys next time.
Fuck you later.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with TNA. You can find us at thecuriouscouple.com, email us at thecuriousctl@gmail.com, and find us at Twitter with the same handle. Be sure to check out sdc.com for your free one-month membership with our promo code 25648. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Catch you next time.